Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 14 for Wednesday, August 12th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down sharply on Wednesday, hitting its lowest levels in 2 months as traders reacted to a surprisingly bearish USDA report. Canola was down by 16 to over $26, the November contract down $26.50 at $481.10 per ton. U.S. soybean production is forecast to be much larger than most traders had expected, according to the USDA, and that triggered a sharp sell-off in the soy complex that spilled into canola. The strengthening Canadian dollar added to the bearish tone. The Canadian currency jumped by nearly a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart today, and that should cut into crush margins and also make canola less attractive to export customers. Speculators were noted sellers bailing out of long positions. However, farmer selling was likely backing away at the lows, and that provided some support. Ongoing uncertainty over the size of the Canadian crop, given adverse weather earlier in the growing season, also helped limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down, with the biggest losses in beans. Soybeans are down 40 to 64 cents, the November contract down 60 cents at $9.11 per bushel. The USDA surprisingly raised its estimate on the size of the U.S. soybean crop to 3.916 billion bushels, with average yields of 46.9 bushels per acre. Most industry participants had anticipated downward revisions from July, and the bigger-than-expected production prospects weighed heavily on prices. Sharp weakness in the Chinese currency for the second day in a row was also bearish for soybeans, as the economic uncertainty in that country may cut into future export demand. Corn futures, they're down 8 to 18 cents, the December contract down 18 at $3.69 per bushel. The USDA's corn production estimates were also well above trade guesses, with average yields raised by 2 bushels per acre from July to 168.8 bushels. Total U.S. corn production is now forecast at 13.686 billion bushels, well above average trade guesses, closer to 13.3 billion. The wheat numbers from the USDA were also bearish, and prices were down 10 to 16 cents per bushel. The December wheat contract in Chicago down 12 cents at $5 per bushel. Total world wheat carryout for the current marketing year was pegged at 221.5 million tons. That was well above trade guesses and about 9 million tons above last year's level. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.